Welcome back, Contians, to another episode of I Can't Even Podcast. I am your host, Lakota Tao. This is episode 38, and it's very, very, very late, so bear with me. I'm still going to be publishing episodes Wednesdays and Sundays. This week has just been different, so I explain in the episode. In this episode, I go over my routine for this week, and I share a routine that I think will help many of you guys keep your sanity. So, if y'all are ready, let's get this started. All right, guys. So, I'm super late. Want to apologize for that. This has been not a crazy week, just a different week. But I need to get an episode out for you guys, and then I'll have another Shoot the Shit Sundays for Sunday, which I'm really excited for. Today's episode, I want to go over like quarantine routine, and I may have covered it before, but my routine has changed dramatically, like for sure, over the past I would say this entire week. The main thing is, I don't know if I've become like less disciplined or just wake up whenever I want, but the main thing is just doing the same thing every day, not necessarily at the same time that I normally do every day, but just keeping it as consistent as possible. So I wanted to share with y'all my schedule, and then share a schedule with you that I think will keep everyone sane while you're quarantined. Now, of course, if you're out working and you're an essential employee, thank you so much for what you're doing. Our medical professionals, everyone that's putting their life at risk to help others, thank you so much for what you do. I know I have a lot of friends that are nurses, and some of y'all listen to this, so thank you so much. I also want to thank the hundreds of people that listen to this podcast. Again, you guys are the ones that motivate me to keep putting out episodes, even though I'm wildly inconsistent. Thank you so much for supporting this. So please keep spreading the good news. Keep telling people about this. And hopefully we can keep growing this podcast. Anyways, my schedule. So I started out this week doing like really well. I was waking up at 6 every morning and meditating, and then running for 5 minutes. And I stopped being consistent probably Wednesday. Like, I still worked out, but I slept in. And it felt so nice to just kind of sleep and wake up naturally with my wife around like 7:30 or 8 and still lounge around and then get up, meditate, eat breakfast and stuff like that. So my schedule has been wake up, and I put in parentheses kind of whenever, because that's really what it is. My wife's the one that usually gets me up if I don't wake up to my alarm at 6 in the morning. I've now just turned off my alarm. And so we are waking up anywhere between 7:30 and 9, which is really bad to wake up at 9. But I'm not gonna make it subjective. It's not good or bad. It's just, it is what it is, right? We're waking up whenever. I try and meditate between 5 and 10 minutes. For me, that's about 50 to 100 breaths. So I that's been the key thing for keeping my sanity during this entire quarantine. Then I have breakfast with the wife, or if I know I'm going to fast for the day, sometimes I do intermittent fasting, not on purpose, but just, I'm just not ready to eat. I'll cook her breakfast and then sit with her. But immediately after breakfast, I try and work out. Now, I started this week with running, just going out and running as far as I can in 5 minutes, which turned out to be about half a mile. Actually, almost exactly half a mile is like 0.49 something, which is good because I haven't really worked on my cardio, and my mile run has improved, which is remarkable. I started out Monday and Tuesday morning doing that, and then Wednesday I was like, I don't really want to run. And I feel like it's not doing too much for me. So I picked up the whole Faithful jump rope and just started jumping. And that like really, really, really helped with my like mentality being home all day. So I started jumping between 15 and 30 minutes like the rest of the week, including today. And I would do, like, if you've never jump roped before, go pick up one if your stores still have them. I know everyone now has their own personalized home gym, right? Even people who never went to the gym now all of a sudden have the nicest home gym because I can't find any kettlebells to save my life. But if you've never jump roped, it is honestly probably the best cardio you can ever get. It's the most efficient for burning calories. It's the most efficient for building full body physique and endurance, in my opinion, besides swimming. But the perks behind jump roping over swimming is that you can literally do it anywhere, right? So what I do is I'd set a timer for 30 seconds, and then I try and just jump rope at a high intensity as much as I can, playing around, right? Like doing one-legged skips or doing the boxer skip or anything like that. Like I'm teaching myself new techniques as I go, but I try and keep the intensity as high as possible for the full 30 seconds. And then after the 30 seconds, I try and do something anaerobic. So I'm going from aerobic to anaerobic. So this is a high intensity interval training workout with very, very little rest. Like we're talking 5 to 10 seconds rest in between for like in between jump roping and something anaerobic and then jump roping again. So I've been doing like air squats or calf raises. And then, today, cause I'm jump roping, it's right outside my house, so I don't have to go far. But I need to like pressure wash that area. It's like the perfect area, honestly, to have like a full, like, outdoor furniture setup. But it's also where we keep a lot of spare wood. So I need to just clean that area up. I was going to do push-ups, but I'm like, I don't really want to get on this ground, as bad as that sounds. And this is a brand new house, but I just didn't want to get on the ground. So I did diamond wall push-ups, but I was like pushing away from the wall to add some more resistance. So it wasn't a crazy anaerobic workout by any means. And I did follow up with sit-ups and push-ups inside the house after I was done, just to like get more of a pump. But it definitely was like, instead of doing rest, like a full rest, I was doing an active recovery or an active rest in between jump roping. And then I would set a timer for 30 seconds as soon as I was done with that and skip as hard as I could, keeping the intensity high, and then repeating that for a full 15 to 30 minutes. And honestly, the best workout. I'm working up to 30 minutes. The max that I've done is 20, but I'm just slowly bumping up the time and then going to keep between 30 and 45 minutes. I also don't want to spend too much time doing that because although I don't have an immediate place to be in the mornings, I want to get as much done as I can in like 2 hours of waking up. So I go from working out to shower and shave. And then I do my gratitude journal. So I get ready for the day like I'm actually going to leave the house. So I get out of my pajamas. I do my gratitude journal. So I write down 3 things that I'm grateful for the day. And then I also, I like to do either a Kan board, which if you don't know what that is, I really need to put like a YouTube video out on it because it's better to be a visual about it. So I'm going to skip it for right now. But I either do a Kan board for the day, or I do just a simple task list. Okay, what needs to be done immediately today, right? And I don't try and put a timestamp on it. I just write down a list and then I cross it off as I go throughout the day. And then I try and read for at least 30 minutes to 60 minutes. I also listen to a lot of audiobooks throughout the day. But I try and read, physically read something for at least half an hour. I've been practicing my Spanish because I put in for Border Patrol, as many of you guys who have been listening to this podcast. I was going to go into the military, and that's still in the back of my mind, but because of the weight that I need to lose, I'm looking for something a little bit more immediate that I can get a lot of federal experience under my belt and then if need be, go in, commission. I want to get my college done, and then commission in the Air Force when I meet the weight requirements and I have my degree. So that's still up in the air, but for Border Patrol, you need to know Spanish. So I've been practicing my Spanish at least 30 minutes a day on Duolingo for free. It's been a lot of help because I don't speak Spanish at all, and I need to learn it for living here in Laredo anyways. Then I follow up with some part-time jobs while I'm in COVID. I can't knock doors, so cold calling really isn't my forte. So I'm just looking for something to pay the bills while I'm waiting to work for Vivint or Border Patrol. And then I try and tidy up throughout the day. So that's basically what I do. In regards to Border Patrol, I did take my entrance exam on Monday, and I heard the results this morning. So it's good news Friday, I guess. I'm not doing those anymore. But since I am recording this on a Friday, that's some of the good news that happened. I passed my entrance exam, which is awesome. I wasn't really worried, but I was kind of worried. If you know anything about the Border Patrol entrance exam, it is not anything you can really study for. It's just critical thinking skills. It's very like ask backwards questions. It's very reminiscent of the LSAT. So if you've ever like gone to law school or you've taken the LSATs before to get into law school, it's very reminiscent of that, except more towards law enforcement and not, lawyer speak or legalese, if that makes any sense. Because it wasn't really legal protocol. It was just like, how would you enforce certain situations or like thinking critically about very difficult questions. But I passed, and I'm really stoked. I'm hoping by June I'll be at the academy and learning more Spanish and shooting a gun. So, but I wanted to share with you guys also a schedule that you guys can keep to keep you sane. So this is just a rudimentary schedule for the morning, just to jumpstart your day. Because if you can honestly conquer the first hour to 2 hours of your morning, the rest of your day, you'll have all that momentum that'll carry you through. So very quickly, I'm just going to outline this. So wake up on time. So if you normally wake up at 5 a.m, continue to wake up at 5 a.m. to keep that schedule. Because when you go back to work, you want to stay consistent. So that way, that first day back to work, whether it's next month, a couple weeks from now, or 6 months from now, you don't want it to be like, oh my gosh, I am dragging ass right now. So keep your schedule. I normally wake up between 6 and 7 a.m. So I'm trying to keep that, but it is what it is. I'm not trying to like perfect it. And neither should you. Like, listen to your body, but try and stay at a consistent schedule. Meditate. If you do not meditate, this is a time to start practicing it. It's a discipline. It is not easy to do. But it will change your life. And if you need help learning a technique, I've been practicing transcendental meditation for over 10 years now. Hit me up in the DMs, shoot me a text, call me. I will teach you how to do it the way I do it that helps me. Sweat for 30 minutes at least. Do whatever you want to sweat, but sweat. Shower and get ready for the day. Eat a healthy breakfast. Do your goals and gratitudes for the day. Coffee, and then start your day. This should only take about an hour to an hour and a half. There's not many breaks in between. You're just transitioning from task to task to task. So I hope that helps you guys. And if you need any more, or you want to like suggest a different routine that works for you that may work for others, leave it in the comments on Facebook or on Instagram or anything like that so that people can benefit from that. Fact number one. A pig was once executed for murdering a child in France. That is such a strange title. Before you roll your eyes, this happened during the Middle Ages, of course, when animals were regularly tried for human crimes. One example of such a trial took place in the French village of Fontenay-aux-Roses. I'm pretty sure I butchered that. In 1386, the defendant, a young pig, was arrested for attacking a baby's face. When complications from the injuries ultimately killed the 3-month-old, the pig was sent to jail and later publicly executed after failing to provide a solid defense for its crimes, naturally. Holy crap. Peter Singer, this is what his world would look like. If you're a philosophy nerd, you know who Singer is. And I don't have anything like inherently like against him, except for the fact that he leans more towards like utilitarianism. And that's what justifies a lot of his arguments. And of course, he's like a PETA freak. And I'm not a vegan. So him and I would very much clash. But other than that, like, his arguments are decently sound. But this is like a wet dream for him. Like, we're going to put them so high on a pedestal equal to us that we can trial pigs. That is nuts. Fact number two. This punctuation mark, the question mark and exclamation mark, is called an interrobang. That sounds highly sexual. An interrobang. I-N-T-E-R-R-O-B-A-N-G. I might be pronouncing it wrong, but I don't think so. Interrobang. That's right. The combination question mark, exclamation mark that so many of us overuse in text messages has a name. It was invented in the 1960s by an ad man named Martin Spector, who wanted to lend typographical form to the message. Hold on. Sorry, I was getting a phone call in the middle of that, and that was so distracting. It was invented in the 1960s by an ad man named Martin Spector, who wanted to lend typographical form to the messages behind advertising campaigns that were both questions and exclamations. Think, got milk? Or, can you hear me now? The interrobang originally looked like this. It was literally, I don't know how to put that. It's like, you know the dot for the question mark and the exclamation mark? Well, they're sharing the dot. And then it's like the exclamation mark and the question mark overlaid on one another. I think that's the best description I can give for this. And I don't think there's a way for me to copy and paste that into Anchor or Spotify or Apple. So bear with me. But that's what it looks like. They share a dot and they're overlaid on one another. So think like the money sign, I guess, with a dot in one line. Okay, whatever. But nowadays, most people use its two root symbols instead. Because I don't think you can actually make that on a keyboard. Maybe you can. I don't know. If you know how to do it, share it down in the comments to let us know. That would be super helpful. All right, Contians, that's the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Like, subscribe, and share this with your friends and family. Let's grow this Contian empire. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. Just search iContEven, I-K-E-N-T-E-V-E-N. You will find me. Also, the YouTube, I am just wildly inconsistent with it. Same with the blog. I am working on that. So fault me. I am a human. But you can find my blog at iContEven.home.blog. And then, of course, YouTube, iContEven, all one word. I also started a CBD company, if you're not aware. We have the highest quality CBD oil that you can get on the market, except you don't have to pay those extremely high prices. Nothing against Charlotte's Web and all those companies. They've done really well for themselves, but I know what the margins are and I know what it costs to make this stuff. My whole goal for the CBD company, Philosopher's Apothecary, is to provide CBD products for those that like need it but cannot afford or don't want to pay such high prices. So you can check it out at philosapothecary.com. We're going to be adding more products like THC free oils and stuff like that very, very soon. But in the meantime, you can check out our soaps and our oils and share the news. I will have a new episode for you guys on Sunday, and I hope you guys had a great week. Peace.